Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Njanga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, Fundi Sakondo, man. You know, our time is already far spent, so we're just going to quickly see what goes. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Right. We're talking this week together with you about understanding baptism and want to delve into that subject, its significance, importance, its importance in the life of a Christian, how it started, where it is from, and what to, what we can gain from it, etc., etc. So in your understanding, how would you characterize what baptism is?
All right. Thank you so much. Greetings to all listeners. Well, the question is, what is baptism? And Jesus answers that question in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. We can quickly look at it and see how he answers that question. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?"
Mm.
Verse 5, which gives us an answer. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So that's the first definition of baptism. We can define it as a newborn experience. That is a new birth by water and the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, we can look at the Greek word baptizo, which means dipping and immersing someone under the water as a sign of faith or accepting the invitation of Christ or initiation into a Christian community. So briefly, baptism has to do with much water, has to do with going under, not just the sprinkling on the forehead or on the head.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first thing I can say. Perhaps we can look at why is baptism important in the life of a Christian. Mark 16:16 tells us that a person who believes and is baptized will be saved.
Mm.
And the one who does not believe will be condemned. That is the importance of baptism. It means it is an expression of salvation which we receive from Christ through faith versus condemnation of those who do not believe. And again, coming back to the same text, unless we are born of water and the Spirit, we cannot be saved. We cannot enter through the gates into the kingdom of God. What we can say is that baptism is a public declaration of faith and obedience to Christ. That is why it is important in a Christian life. And again, Christ himself was baptized in AD 27. I'll just refer here. I cannot read much. But in Matthew 3, 13 through 17, the Bible says, Christ said to John, "Baptize me to the fulfilling of all righteousness." You remember John was saying, "No, you are the one who's supposed to baptize me." We see Christ getting baptized as our role model to say, even though he was sinless, but he had to go under the water as a symbol of, we can say that was his anointing anyway, because he's Christ, the anointed one. And also he leaves us an example, perfect example, signifying the importance of baptism and in a Christian life. So if Christ, our example, was baptized, we sinners, having repented from our sin, we need to be baptized as well. Romans 6, 1 through 6, the Bible says, baptism is a symbol of dying with Christ and of being buried with Christ and of being raised with Christ to the newness of life. So every baptized person is believed to have died to sin and is buried under in the watery grave. And then when he comes out of the water, he has been raised into a newness of life. That is the significance of baptism in a life of a Christian. Then one critical question: what is the link between baptism and salvation? We go back to Mark 16:16, which says, "Those who believe and baptize are saved." So also Acts 16:32-33, the jailer who after receiving the word of the Lord, having seen God performing miracles through the apostles, he asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?" They said, "You must get baptized so that you can be saved, you and your house." Again, in 22:16, the Bible says, "Arise and be baptized to the washing of away of your sins." Mm. So baptism is a sign of repentance and a special what you call transformation and cleansing and a new birth or rebirth in Christ. And also in Acts 2:36-38, Peter said, "Everyone must be baptized to receive the Holy Spirit." So in a nutshell, that is how the issue of the Holy Spirit goes.
Maybe
I can pause if you have a question before anything to cement
points. I just want to quickly check, Pastor. Be baptized with water and the Spirit. I think that's the scripture that you read. And of course, you've now explained that being baptized with water, it means that you go under the water.
Yes.
And the Spirit part, please do explain the Spirit part.
All right. Coming back again to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13:17. When Christ went into the River Jordan as well and was baptized by John, after his baptism, we hear the voice of God saying, "He is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." We see the Holy Spirit also hovering over him in the form of a dove. And now, maybe that just to cement it with the verse, I just alluded to it. Let me just read it quickly.
Okay.
Acts chapter 2. Will also tell us this one. Now, this is the question of the Spirit, right? Acts 2:36. I'll read this from 7. Now, when they heard him or heard this, they were cut off, they were cut into their hearts and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
Yep.
So when we get baptized, we receive this Holy Spirit as a gift during that baptism. I'm not saying it only starts there. Before we are baptized, the Holy Spirit is already working in our hearts, but he affirms after baptism that really he is now living in us.
All right, Pastor, beautiful. Yes. Well, we're going to have to leave it there because our time is completely, spent.
No,
but we're going to be connecting with you tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much.
That's fine. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.